and we'll talk about a few in Yana, and then we start on the Tosfos. Okay, let's remind ourselves from yesterday what we have in our sugya, lay the groundwork for the whole sugya. The notion of migu that's introduced here by either Rava or Rava, and it's relevant in terms of the girsos, because we'll see in many different ways the question of the girsa could come up again and again. Amar Rava, Amar Rava, the chen l'shabbos. We know that when it comes to sukkah, there's a special leniency of shtayim, kilchas, and shlishis afilu tefach. So we have this chidush in the Gemara that just like we have enough of a hechsher for sukkah to be matir, this area to be enclosed for sukkah, so it is going to be viewed as a dofen l'shabbos. The way that we were masbir, although the lashon of Gemara is dofen, dofen, but we were masbir l'chora, just because you consider the dofen, the third wall of tefach, to be a dofen for Shabbos, but how does that allow you in terms of l'chatchila to be metaltel and to be motzi and machnis, if l'maisa by Shabbos you also need a tikkun on the ruach revius as well? So the way that we were suggesting is that the notion here of migu is not just about the dofen, but it's about the notion of the chalos hekif that is created. When we have a sukkah of shtayim kilchasa shirisafil tefach, what we have accomplished is that we have created for that area that's being surrounded by the shtayim kilchasa shirisafil tefach a status of being mukaf, and the hekif is considered to be segregating this area from its surroundings, not just on the areas that have adjoining them the tfanos, but even the area that don't have tfanos, even the whole fourth side and even most of the third side. All that is considered to be the area that is within the sukkah is being separated from what's beyond it, even in those directions. How does that work? The answer is that what you have here as an enclosure creates that status of hekif on the area within, vis-a-vis anything around it, even on the sides that don't have walls. And the pshat is, as the Lashon of Rashi indicated in the Daf Dalit, and we saw the Mishnah, the play of Mishnah Erevin, that we would therefore consider the area that doesn't have a wall to be as if there was a Pesach there. But a Pesach means that it is still segregated as a Pesach, so you can walk in. But the area is viewed as being distinct from what's on the other side of that area. So you don't have to have a fence. It's a Pesach. It's not a Tzuas HaPesach. Tzuas HaPesach is a halacha itself that creates a stima. But Pesach means that the area is still separate, but there's a Pesach. But how does that hekif take place? Through the shtayim kilchas nativa tefach. If that happens for sukkah, that's the chidush, that the hekif haklali, the general hekif that happens here, can create the same reality for Shabbos as well. And therefore, just like you know you need by Shabbos a tikkun ruach revi, but that tikkun, whether you call it hekif or machitza, in some way it's mitzdaref to the three walls. And now you have the hekif that has now been finalized through that tikkun drabanan on the fourth side. So if you have the din of migu, so you've now accomplished that same bottom line result that the rechi would, or the kor would do on the fourth side, you have that to the shtayim kilchasan and the shlishis tefach of sukkah. That's how we were masbir. Okay, so this is the din that we have here in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Abaya as a kasha on Rav or Rabba from a statement of a brisa. The brisa has two parts. The brisa's beginning is Dofen Sukkah Kidofen Shabbos Ubilvad Shelo Yehi Ben Kana L'Chaber Shlosha Tfachim. What that means is that you can create Tfanos of Sukkah through Kanim that are placed within lover distance of each other. You can have, that means Shesi, vertical, it can be Erev, which is horizontal, even though it's just one direction, which means you really have plenty of gaps between one and the other. This, in terms of the actual airspace, you have obviously more Harutz than Omed, but there's a din of Lavud. And Lavud seals the gaps. And therefore, even though it's Lavud, it's still called Shesi, it's still called a Machitza of Shesi. In other words, it's not that, you imagine it's not Shesi, it's Lavud takes that status of machitza, that stamp that you're going to call it, a shesi machitza, an erev machitza, and it says that exists even on the gap part too. But it doesn't transform the nature of the machitza from being a machitza of shel shesi. So there is a chidush here that you can use a machitza shel shesi that you use for Shabbos, you can use it for sukkah as well,
provided shelo yibin kano chaver shlosh tefachim, that you don't have beyond the sheer love. Now, as Rashi explains further, what does that mean? Obviously, if you have one or two of the kanin that are beyond the sheer lovud from one next to it, but in terms of all the other kanin that extend out on that direction, you have a sheer lovud. And if you add up the distance between all the other kanin and the sheer lovud shebeinayim, it will be more than the areas that are more than the sheer lovud, those gaps, then it's fine. The problem in the second sentence here, Uvilvad shelo yehei bein kavach shel shetfachim, is if, as a result of those gaps that are created from the distance being beyond lovud, you will now have in this lechitza what we call parut meruba la'omid. It should be clear to everyone. That's what it means. That's what Rashi says. Uvilvad sheyehei zayir shelo yehei mikon chaver shel shetfachim kishu makif. Just like we find by Shabbos as well. Similar point by Shabbos. You can't have parach mubala omeid. You have to have omeid mubala parach. Again, the mechsa la mechsa, that's the machokas in the Gemara. If it's parach ke omeid. Right now we're just taking the two extremes, right? But omeid mubala parach is going to work, and parach mubala omeid is not going to work. Because the imke nafak le mitaras love, the dafka, says Rashi, the mekomos harbe. If you have the space being more than sheer love, but in many places, the havelay parts move omeid, but if it's makom mechosh in makomos, then that doesn't create a problem, because that's what we call tzachim. That doesn't undermine the status of the machitza. Now, we had a question, pashup shak question, that why does the first sentence of the braisa have to tell us that you can have a parts move omeid in the machitza of sukkah? If you just got meaning, you can't have, you know, spots that are going to be beyond lobodex that can create more gap than fence. If you started by saying that the halacha is you can have a mechitza shoshesi just like you have it for Shabbos. And what is the halacha by Shabbos? You can't have parts mubal omeid. So by saying it's like Shabbos, obviously that would suggest that it has to be like Shabbos and not better. Why would you have to tell me, but it can be parts mubal omeid? Of course, once again, just set it off in Shabbos. And I think the answer is pashut, because if you read the next sentence of the braisa, then you understand why the braisa had to say this caveat in the first sentence. The answer comes from the next sentence. They both say with me, yes? The next sentence of the braisa says, but there is, and this is where Abai is going to come from to ask a kasha on Rav or Rava, that yisera, there is a chumra by Shabbos over Sukkah. Namely, Yisera Shabbos El Sukkah, that by Shabbos, ain't any teres, elabo mubala parts. Shabbos can only become a proper mechitza if it's omei mubala parts. Mashenkin besukkah, that it's even okay if it's not that way, even if it's parts mubala omei. Now, at first glance, what does that mean? Chari, you associate yourself. You just said in the first sentence, that sukkah cannot be parts of a baomi. And now you're telling me a minute later that sukkah can be parts of a baomi. The answer is we're talking about a particular application that their Shabbos has a problem of parts of a baomi, has a problem with baomi, and sukkah does not. And here we have two peirushim and what it means. According to Rashi, the pshat is a davar mechudash, a new dimension to the notion of omruba parts versus parts mubal omeid. Namely, there's the question of each mechitza for itself, and that's one aspect that you have to have more omeid than parts. But there's another dimension. There's another issue. Even if you can talk about the mechitzos that are required, and each one has sufficient omeid to be more than the parts, but if you take the gaps that exist, that are parots in those walls, and you add that to the ruach that doesn't have anything, because you don't have to have an all four sides after all. You only need three sides for Shabbos. And if you add up all that, and you have the net result being what? Parots mubal omeid, that fails the test for Shabbos. So it's another halacha of omeid parots by Shabbos. Even the ruach revius comes into the cheshbon. It's not a simple chiddush. The Aruch Chaim, Rishon LeZion, doesn't understand why you're taking the fourth side into account. This is by Shabbos creating a problem. By Sukkah, that's we don't have the problem. By Sukkah, that's the point of the second sentence of the Braisa, that if you take the third direction, where you have everything beyond the Tefach, plus the fourth direction, and that's going to exceed the Omed of the first two walls, still kashya. So, the kashya is, why bring the fourth direction? You don't need anything. Now, Kol Panim, you see this is clearly pshat, according to Rashi, that the problem as well. Amar Mokam on this, it's not just the Rashi here, there's a Chiddushi around the Ervin that's basically Medayik and Rashi in Ervin, that Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, not gave the whole Gemara, but just, he says, Rashi says the same thing over there. He says, Dafil Dofen Revius, the Lot Svicha Midoraisa, by Shabbos. The fourth side doesn't need a Mechitza. Mitztarfa Bahadi Shar Defanos, Lishvuye Parts Mubala Omid. Again, it's not just what emerges in Rashi here, it's the Rashi in Ervin Yud Aleph, and the Rani there makes it clear that is, in fact, the halach way. So now that we understand, that's one pshat. The other pshat of the sentence that Shabbos, Yisrael Shabbos al Sukkah, that Shabbos in a terrace, Elman Pahar, Mashaykh in the Sukkah is, what the Rach says, and Ritva and other Rishonim, that we're talking about the Ruach Shlishis. The Ruach Shlishis has only a Tefach. So you see, you have a wall by Sukkah that could be part of Mubalomi, the third wall. And Shabbos, the three walls, there's no exceptions. Every wall of those three has to be Omrim apart. That's another pshat. Either pshat, though, helps us now to understand, to answer what we were asking, what is the pshat of the first sentence? When we started by saying, Dofen Shabbos, Kidofen Sukkah, Kidofen Shabbos, and then we add, but make sure that there shouldn't be the shear beyond Lovewood that would create a problem of parchment ba'omed on the mechitza of Kanim of Shesi. Why would you think that it should be okay? You just got finished saying it's like Shabbos, so Shabbos has a problem. The answer is, read on in the Braisa. The Braisa goes on to say, but there's something that Shabbos has over Sukkah in terms of what? That by Shabbos you need to have overruled parchment shaking the Sukkah. Whether we go with Rashi's pshat, that we're talking about the total adding up of everything, that by Shabbos it's a problem if you add it up and it comes out more parts than omed, and by Sukkah it's okay. Whether we go with the Rach's pshat, that the second sentence relates to the third wall of Sukkah, that it's okay to be parts merubah and not by Shabbos. But either way, you see that Shabbos can sometimes have a leniency in terms of this halacha, that you can have parchment by omen. So that's exactly, to head that off, that's where the first sentence needs to set us straight and say, look, you can have a mechitza set up of just Shasi or just Erev. It can be a mechitza based on Lovod, but make sure that you don't have gaps beyond Shia Lovod that's going to create in that wall, we're talking about the two walls, individually as walls, a parchment. That standard has to be maintained by Sukkah. That's the Uvil Vad. The reason he says it, because of what he's going to say a minute later, because there is an application by Sukkah that doesn't need to be Omid Merubah, according to Rashi, in terms of the Hekaf HaKloli, in terms of the Rach, in terms of Ruach Shlishis. It's Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, in the Brais itself. Noam?
Yeah. Even if you take the fourth wall of the Hekaf HaKloli, why is it towards Merubah?
Because we're going to talk about a case, they have Pesachim, in the three walls. Now those tzachim are not going to exceed in any individual wall of those three walls the omed part. But if you add up the tzachim, those gaps of each of those three walls, together with the whole fourth side, it's going to be a greater number than the part of the three walls that have omed. That would be the problem case in Shabbos. So individually, whatever number, pick a number, you figure it out. Let's say you have whatever it is. You have a 20, size of 20, it's 20 amos of each wall. So you have 11, 12 omed, and 8 parots. No, so 8 and 8 and 8. So you have 11 times 3, 33. and you have, what did I say, 9, 9, 9, 9 is already 27, and now you're going to have a whole other 20. Now you're going to have parts merubah in the total. But each of the three walls is only merubah.
But let's say you have a regular shtayim kochash mishusha filu tefach for Shabbos.
Don't have that. That's the shlisha filu tefach.
But that's not parts merubah. Thing without psachim. Let's say it was
merubah. No. So that's exactly it. So the way you're going to have, without psachim, you wouldn't have it. You're correct. If you have the two walls of sukkah, which are solid, and then shlisha filu tefach, then it comes out that the net total amount is also omimri, correct. So the answer is we're going to have a case. And this is what the Yeshua points out. How do we know that, in fact, it's good enough by Sukkah to have parts merubah? I individually, the walls have the omimruba. It's just where the Torah tells you to make walls, and in normal situations, the walls have cracks, walls have gaps, and yet the Torah doesn't distinguish. So if the Torah is allowing Shlishis of Yotefach with two full walls, even if the two full walls have gaps more than Shir Lavud, which is common, which automatically will mean that you're going to have parts merubah, and afu pikin is kosher. We want to say even without the Pnei Yeshua's Kinesh, in other words, hagufa, the shear is that, just like the shear is two and three, the shear is defined by that, by the normal. Wait. So now, let's get to the meat of the Gemara itself. So why does this price get brought in? Let's cheshbon now the next layer of the Gemara. So Abaye asked the question, when it says in the Braisa, in the second statement, Yisera Shabbos HaSukkah. So how do we interpret that? Yisera Shabbos HaSukkah. So in the Havamina, what Abaye is asking, we're going to translate that to mean that Shabbos has this Chumrah. Again, that Shabbos needs to be Omer Merubah apart versus Sukkah. When we say Shabbos has it, what does it mean? Shabbos in general? No, Shabbos, even Shabbos of Sukkah. Talking about Shabbos all the time, every Shabbos. Shabbos of Sukkah is part of what we say Shabbos. Shabbos includes Shabbos of Sukkah. So Yisera Shabbos this Sukkah, Asukkah. In other words, Binogea Sukkah, it's going to be okay with the situation of Parach Mubo Omed, according to Rashi Hekaf HaKlali, according to the Rach in terms of the third wall. But in terms of Shabbos, meaning Shabbos on Sukkah, anything binogeh hilchus Shabbos, we're going to have to be machmir because we're not going to be allowed this to be viewed as a reshus hayachid. So you can eat your sukkah there, you can be yotzei your yeshiva sukkah. You can't do anything that would be requiring you to view it as reshus hayachid. It doesn't count as reshus hayachid. Which, another way of saying that we don't hold of migul. That's his kash. My rav yisir Shabbos to sukkah asukkah b'lar min migul. Because what we to say Migo? Now here, halkup here, because the Chora, what would Migo have said here? See, here it's Mamish Araya, you might say, to what we touched in the beginning of the Sugya. We had a kash in the beginning of the Sugya. Migo davidofun in Shabbos havidofun l'sukkah. So, I mean, Migo davidofun, sorry, we have davidofun l'sukkah havidofun Shabbos. So what do? You have a third dofun. But for Shabbos, you can't carry with three walls. You need a lech or a kol on the fourth. Is that a problem? So what do we answer? The Meiri? That it's a migul in a sense, not for the dofer per se, but that it creates the chalos hekif that is called mukaf, and therefore it does whatever the lech or kol would do on top of the three. You have the chalos hekif. That was a svar that we said on our own. Chora, the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Braisa, that the second statement of the Braisa, Yisera Shabbos Asukkah, that Shabbos in Eretz Elbom Yom Parts, Bashekin Sukkah, the way Rashi read that, what does that mean? It means that by Shabbos you need Omer Merubah Parts on the total hekif of everything together. That Sukkah, you can add it all together, it can be Parts Merubah. That's exactly what the second statement is referring to. And it's on that statement that Abaye is saying, but if Shabbos, Yisera Shabbos means even Shabbos of Sukkos, then it's a raya that that we don't say migu, that what works for Sukkah works for Shabbos. Meaning, and if I would have said migu, what would this have meant? What would have been helped with the migu? What would it have done for you? It would have created what? A heck of kol. The way Rashi learned the second statement of the Braisa, the issue has to do with the total El Meid versus the total Parutz. And that's what Migu would have done, would have worked for. So it's in the Forish of Gemara, according to Rashi, that Migu works not just to say, I have a good dofin for Sukkah, I have a good dofin for Shabbos. No, I have a good hekif for Sukkah, I have a good hekif for Shabbos. Because here the issue has to do with the total hekif. According to the Rach, that wouldn't be true. According to the Rach, the issue is only to create a dolphin on the third side. Because that's the chesaron that we're discussing, that parts merubah exist on the third side by Sukkah and doesn't exist for Shabbos. But according to the Pshat of Rashi, the issue of the statement of the second statement of the Brais is that Shabbos needs omei merubah in total and Sukkah doesn't. And since Shabbos here in the Brais, according to Abayim, means Shabbos of Sukkahs, so it means that you don't say migu, because why to say migu? What would have happened? I would have had the maila of a hekef kloli of omei merubah. I would have enough of a hekef, even though it's part of merubah. L'chora, it's muchach from this statement of the Gemara that would have also been part of migu. It's an interesting smach. It was support. Again, even though the lashon of Rashi, the lashon of Gemara wasn't that way, as the Meir himself noted, but from the Gemara gufa, that the Gemara says, you see, don't say migu. But what would have Migu done? Migu would have solved the problem in terms of the Hekef HaKlal. This is what Abaye asked. Yeah?
So for Amir Hanal,
you wouldn't have a Raya. Because the issue is only to fix the third. Yeah, what would be? You have Arkash again. So if you only fix the first thought, how does it matter Midrabanan? Good, you have the other solution. Maybe only Nogabin, Dinam Doraisa. Maybe that's the whole point of the Migu, to help for Dina Midoraisa. Maybe that if you throw something in terms of consequences, Midoraisa, that doesn't change. It has a Din Midoraisa, Bishus HaYachid.
Just in terms of the reader, with how the question of Abai, is Abai's question is not going on the second, it's also going on the second part.
Yeah, Abai is trying to understand the words of the second statement. Yaseira Shabbos Asuka. According to Abai, it means Yaseira Shabbos Disuka Asuka.
And he's just saying if we would hold of this general idea of Migo.
Right, then why would it be that Shabbos to Sukkah would have this Chumash? Shabbos to Sukkah should access the Kula of Sukkah. Insofar as what? That I can have the total enclosure be Parutz Mubala only. Meaning that I view that as sufficient heck. Even though there's less omid than parutz, but the answer is that I'll count that as sufficient hekif, even though there's more parutz than omid. But the issue is never about the individual worlds. It's not about making a dolphin, it's about making the hekif kali good enough, even though there's parutz mubala omid. Which is similar to what we started in the sugya when we talked about the question of the fourth wall, the Negei Shabbos. The answer is, it created a chalos hekif. This would be a similar point. Technically, you add it all up, it's more parutz, but nevertheless, it's considered to be enclosed. Because if it worked for Sukkah, it worked for Shabbos. But you see, you don't say that. You say, a Shabbos to Sukkah, that it doesn't have this kula. This is the Abaye's kasha.
Is Abaye rejecting specific din of Shtayim Kel Pasa to be learned out to Shabbos to Sukkah? Or is he just rejecting the idea of using a migu between these two?
Migu. He's rejecting migu.
Right. Meaning, it's not. He's saying that the idea of
migu doesn't work. He came out here for Shabbos just because it was matir for Sukkah. He doesn't subscribe to
migu.
Because
it's more chamor. Meaning,
it doesn't say the other direction. Doesn't talk about it. Maybe either way, we don't know.
The Rashi seems to say that it's because it's more chamor.
We ain't seen Rashi. He just says in the Gemara, the Lashon Gemara is simply Velo Aminan Migu.
My
love, I feel beside him to Chachai Kama. The Lo Mistario Tiltule, Vahaki Kama, Yisera, Hilchos Tiltu Shabbos to Sukkah. The Hilchos Tiltu Shabbos to Sukkah have an advantage of Hilchos Hechsha Sukkah.
Sounds like it seems more common.
Well, he's saying, what's the Yisera? In other words, Yisera means the implications of Hilchos Shabbos are not going to be saved by the implications of Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Sukkah's implications of Hekif are that you can be Yotzei Mitzvah Sukkah here. The implications of Hekif for Shabbos is whether you can be Metalkel. So Yisera, Shabbos to Sukkah, Asukkah. Meaning, the implications of Hekif by Shabbos, namely Tiltul, are going to be a higher standard than the implications of Hekif for Hechsha Sukkah. Lecha Olishan Blasis Nechov Asukkah. Do in a Meitbak Yidei Chovah So Nafik. But you have to be careful because you're not going to be able to to extrapolate to the other halacha that you need hekev for, which is tiltel. It's not saying what Rai would say in the other direction. It doesn't say. He's just teaching the words. He's working into the brisa. Yisera, what would come out for Shabbos is Yisera. What is the teretz? Now we have to read the teretz. So what does the Gemara say in defense of either Rabba or Rava? Lo. What it means is something else. Yisera Shabbos di Alma, al Shabbos di Sukkah. In other words, the Chumrah is not Shabbos di Sukkah. That's going to actually go into the part that's a Kula, because it's going to be saved with me. So Shabbos di Alma, that will have this standard that you need what? You need Ome Meruba, again, according to Rashi, all around. And Shabbos di Sukkah can have a lower standard. Why? Dafka, because of Mikra. Lo, Rashi, Hochi, Kama, Yisera, Hilchus, Tiltu, Shabbos di Alma. Not Tiltu, Shabbos of Sukkah. Tiltu, Shabbos di Alma. I Hilchus, Tiltu, Shabbos di Sukkah. Shabbos di Alma in the Teretz, Elba, Meruba. Because there's nothing to save it. There's nothing to lower the bar. The Lekko Mema Babigu. But Shabbos di Sukkah, Niteres, Mishumigu. As we noted yesterday, just something to just recognize in Pshat. In other words, there are two ways to read the sentence. Either way, you're going to have a conclusion that's going to be drawn that's going to speak to the question of whether you say migu. There's no paraf here. Either the meaning of the sentence is Yisera Shabbos to Sukkah, a Shabbos to Alma, Shabbos to Sukkah, Asuka, which is a way of saying Lo Amin Amigo. Somebody wanted to read it. Or it's going to mean Yisera Shabbos to Alma, a Shabbos to Sukkah, which is a way of saying that we do say Amigo. It should be clear. Now let's go to the next twist in the Gemara. Ihachi. In fact, the Gemara, if that's how you're going to read it, that what the Kavanah of the Braisa is in the second sentence of Yisera Shabbos HaSukkah, that Shabbos the Alma has a Chumrah over Shabbos the Sukkah, which is a way of saying that we do subscribe to Migu, Shabbos the Sukkah would have a lower standard. If that were the meaning of the Braisa, Ihachi, listening Nami, then the Braisa should have another application of Migu that it doesn't mention. It only mentions the application of Migo, of what, the Migo da Havi wa, that if it's good enough for what? For Sukkah. It's good for Shabbos, meaning Shabbos to Sukkah. But why not also tell me another application of Migo? Yisera Sukkah di Alma, a Sukkah di Shabbos. Why not also say that there's a Chumrah that Sukkah has in general, over Sukkah, the Shabbos, meaning, as Rashi is going to learn, Sukkah on Shabbos, in terms of the following. The Ilu Sukkah di Alma, Bayi Tefach Sochek. When it comes to Sukkah di Alma, you're going to need for the third wall a Tefach Sochek. The Ilu Sukkah di Shabbos. But when it comes to Sukkah di Shabbos, again for Rashi, that means Sukkah on Shabbos. Lo Bayi Tefach Sochek. You can do away with the tevach sochek. Just have a lechi. Pesagi belechi. Why would that be true? That if you say migu now the other direction, you can have a situation of sukkah that has less than it usually requires, sukkah on Shabbos. The ha'atu the amrit, because you, again, who Abai is talking to, you hold. Sichich al gabi mavoi sheyesh lo lechi. Now we have to know exactly the case, we'll soon see in Rashi. If you make a sukkah on top of a mavoi, and the mavoi has a lechi, which has a hechsher for Shabbos, because you have a mavoi with a lechi, it's kosher for Shabbos. There's two types of mavois, you have to see. There's a mavoi mefulash, that means two walls, but you can go through from one, between the two walls from one to the other, mavoi mefulash. And you have a dead end type of mavoi that's called mavoi she'en mefulash, which is three walls. You can go in, and you have to go out the same way, you can't go through and through. But either way, the statement is, sichach agad mavoi she'esh lo lechi, kosher. You have a kosher sukkah. and you don't need what would normally be required for the third wall, the sukkah, which would be the tefach sochek. So what the Gemara is asking, we'll soon see in the Rashi, is if the pshat of the Braisa would have been to say Yisera Shabbos, the Alma, the Yisera Shabbos, the Sukkah, Asukkah, which is a way of saying that there's no din of migu, that there's no kasha, tell me the other migu. Migu never works. That's the point. The Braisa means migu doesn't work. Shabbos, the Sukkah is chamur. But if the pshat is what you want to answer, that it means Yisera Shabbos, the Alma, Ashabbos, the Sukkah, meaning Shabbos, the Sukkah is not Chomer. Shabbos, the Sukkah is the Kal, is the thing that you can say Migu, meaning you can go Migu, you can say a Migu, that Shabbos, the Sukkah, that Sukkah is Machshir for Shabbos. So then why shouldn't it also tell me another example of a Migu in the other direction? That I have a case of Sichich HaGavim Baba Shiesh Golechi that works for Shabbos, and that should lower the bar for Sukkah too. Because migu should work in that way, the same way it works in both ways. If you don't have migu at all, and the bryson means dafka lehefa, then perfect. But according to you, why not mention another example? On this, the Gemara answers, ahula yistichle. That wouldn't be necessary for the bryson to tell me that you can have this din of sichich al gabi mavashesh ulechi kasha, that the standard can be lowered by sukkah based on migu from Shabbos. Why? Because once I know the migu in the other direction, it's a kavu chomer to this migu. Hashta. Mikil sulcha mirta ambinan. What's kal, what's chamur? Sukkah's kal, why? It's only, stakes are lower. Stakes are mitzvah sukkah, no mitzvah sukkah. Shabbos, the stakes are chamur, in terms of melacha. It's a skila. So if you're going to say mikiltu chamirta, you're going to say migu. That what's good for sukkah can even work for Shabbos to spill over, to lower the standards for Shabbos of chamur. And that's what the Brice would in fact be saying, that you say Shabbos, the Alma, Shabbos the Sukkah, the Shabbos the Sukkah is going to also be lowered a standard based on Sukkah. So obviously the other way, Mechamirta, the Kilta, the Koshke, to say that Shabbos has a lower standard that can lower Sukkah standard, that's for sure. So don't have to tell me that Chiddush. That Chiddush itself is going to be discussed in the next piece of Gemara. So we now, meanwhile, have another example of Migu. The other example of Migu is in the other direction. We saw Migu in the direction of Migu Davidofen with Sukkah Davidofen with Shabbos. Now we see an example, Sichech Agabi Mavashish Bolechi, that you can have, that once you say it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah. We don't know exactly what's going on here, what the case is, but we know there's another example of Migu. But that, the Gemara feels, is more Pashit, and therefore the Baisa wouldn't have to tell me. The Baisa only told me the other. Exactly what is going on in this case. Let's just read more of the Rashi. They'll have to get the Tosus eventually. Let's read the Rashi. Shabbos the Alma Kamar. Avo Shabbos the Sukkah, the Huchos Hechshe Sukkah Shavin, Mishamigu. If what it means is Shabbos the Alma, but Shabbos the Sukkah is exactly the same as Hechshe Sukkah, there's no difference in halachas. If you can use it for mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkah, you can be metalto as well. Mishamigu, Gesninami, it should also mention Yisrael Hilchos Hechshe Sukkah, the Alma, Dechol, Hilchos Hechshe Sukkah, the Shabbos. Notice, the point in Rashi is, there'll be a difference between Sukkah and Chol and Sukkah and Shabbos, the same story, the same case. This case of Agabi Mavui that we're talking about here. When would it be kosher for Sukkah? What day of Sukkah? According to Rashi, only on Shabbos. Keep that in mind. The ilu sukkah de Shabbos imasuya kim mavui. Now, how does Rashi learn? Masuya kim mavui stayed for no sehazu kineged zu. What kind of a mavui is it? Not mefulish or mefulish? Mefulish. Sagi la belechi zakuf eitzel hayotze. So Rashi tells us on record to see how this cheshbins out with the sugin erev. It's all for the Tosfos for tomorrow, I guess. It's sufficient to have an upright lechi. How thick is it? Certainly less than a tefach. Eitzel hayotze. And that works for Shabbos. But it will work Sukkah Shabbos. The migu d'avi dofen l'Shabbos. If that lechi stands as a dofen for Shabbos, again, two walls plus a lechi eitzel hayotze is good enough for Shabbos. Havi nami dofen l'sukkah. Why? D'hamar mishum di isle migu amar hachi. Because you're holding of Migul, Ledidach the Amit. And you're the one who holds. Now Rashi adds something to the Gemara. Notice. The Gemara says, Atu the Amit what? Atu the Amit. Sikach HaGavimavu, the din itself. Rashi adds an element here. Why that in fact is going to work by Shabbos, and then based on that, it's going to work by Sukkah. Because you hold Ledidach the Amrit and the Mitzayin and Mesoros HaShas to look in Erev and Daf Yud Beis. That's where you'll find this. So you have to know what the name of the person there in Yud Beis and Beis is. Because who is the one that holds that way? That's why he says you have to know who's speaking here. Rava or Rava. Okay? Ledidach the Amrit Lechi Mishum Mechitza. You hold Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. What's the other Shita? Lechi Mishum Heker. So Lechi cancels a Mechitza. Meaning as what? Meaning what? What are the implications here? What would it do? In other words, this is viewed as someone who's motzi from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus Machnis, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Two Fanos and a Lechi make it Midoraisa. Midoraisa into Rishus HaYochid to be Chayef for Hotzah, Lechis Hotzah. Alma Midoraisa Mechitzahi. So you, that's because you hold Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Well, Lechi Mishum Heker, that wouldn't be so. Keep that in mind. Lechi Mishum Mechitza. And that's what you hold. And the same thing the other direction. Mitocho Rishus HaYachid. Amadraisa Mechitza Hi. Mitocho Rishus HaYachid. Nihi. The Midrabanan Asur. Now, it's true that Midrabanan, you couldn't go from this Shtema Tfanos and Alechi to Rishus HaYachid. Because Midrabanan, it's not fully Rishus HaYachid yet. So you're not allowed to take it from there to another Rishus HaYachid, because in some ways it's not quite fixed as Rishus HaYachid. But Midoraisa Miyamut. The Hamar Mishum the Isle Migu Amar Hachi. And because of you are the Migu, you said this. What did you say? The Rif seems to hold otherwise. The Rif holds that it would be, the Migul would work, if you have this construct of a Gavi Mavoi, it would be good for all of Sukkot. All of Sukkot. Rashi's saying, only one of the days of Sukkot would be good. Shabbos will behold the Migul Davidofen with Shabbos and Heavy Shus HaYochid, Havidofen with Sukkah. But what's this Migul? What works mid the Oraisa for Shabbos suffices for Hilchos Sukkah. Would it work mid Rabbanan for Shabbos? Apparently not. But yet we're making a Migul. This is the Yisro Tos is going to wrestle with in the Rishonim. What does Rashi seem to be saying here? That Lechi, he's pinning down Lechi Mishum Machitza, and he says, but it made him Shus HaYochid mid the Oraisa. Does that gives us the koach of Migul to be machshir for Sukkah. I, for Shabbos, there's a whole drabbanan that you're ignoring. I can ignore that. But the right says, considering it's a yachid, that's enough to say Migul for Chesukah. Other Rishonim are going to learn differently. The case of Mavui is a case of Mavui that's not the foolish. And then what we're paralleling are the drabbanan one to the other. Rashi seems to be uneven type of a Migul. Because we're using a din d'oraisa that works for Shabbos to spill over to Sukkah, but bottom one, you can't use it midrabbanan by Shabbos. Ha'hulo yisrech le la shemina d'yaseir sukkah d'alma a sukkah d'Shabbos v'shem d'bureisha shemina le. We know it from what it says. Hashtem ikilto chamir t'amina migu. Meaning migu d'avidofen l'sukkah d'kila, avidofen l'shabbos d'chamira, mechamir t'alikilto mibayi d'mavish yeshu l'achi zokuf d'kashir l'sukkah b'Shabbos. Gufa. The Gemara now goes to look carefully at what we just said. We had a statement of Amarava, again Amarava, Amarava, Sichicha Gavi Mabashish Lechi Kshera. That's one halacha. What else was stated by the same Amora? Amarava, Rabba, Sichicha Gavi Pasi Biraos Kshera. So now we have another Migo from what to what? From Shabbos to Sukkah. One was Agabi Mabashish Lechi. That works for Sukkah because it worked for Shabbos. Now we have a case that worked for Shabbos, Pasi Biros. What are Pasi Biros? Let's look at Rashi, and if you make a Sukkah over that, it's also good for Sukkah. typically wouldn't work for sukkah. But if you have case on Shabbos, let's see. The Perek Sheni the Erev in Tanan. We had this a little earlier, Dav Dalet, right? Tanan, the Tiru Chachamim Mishum Oli Regolim. Lasos Lebeiroos Shebeshus HaRabim Pasin Arba. Again, the Chachamim were Matir in special circumstances. Midoraisa should be good for everybody. With Rabbanan, they let the Raisa Heter stand in limited situations. Another example of something which is maybe a little bit uneven here. We're using now a migu from a case that works midoraisa, but midrabbanan not all the time. Keep that in mind. The chachamim were mati mishamoli regalim to allow you to make these on the four corners around the well, these diyumdin that go as right angles, like an L on each corner. How wide do they have to be extending in each direction? You all know this. Amamikan, right? That the shir diyumdin by Shabbos. So they allow it. Pasin arba kimo diyumdin. V'roin, what's the idea? V'roin ki'iu yesh mechitza mizel ozeh, as if it would be extending and circling the whole area. V'nimtza bor mukav mechitzas. U'memalem mitocha l'tocha mechitza. You go into the bor and then pour out within this mechitza that's now is considered mechitza around. Now what happens, says Rava, if you make a create schach over the pasi biros, ksheira, again, look at Rashi, when? The Shabbos, the sukkos. When? On the one day of sukkos. Shabbos or sukkah. Why? The migu davidofen le Shabbos, havidofen le sukkah. The afagav, even though when it comes to sukkah, in terms of its normal standards, let's say according to Rashi, the rest of sukkahs, the be'inan, shtayim kilchasan. Who's Rashi quoting with these words? Who's Rashi quoting? Meaning, pasi biros, typically, you can use as mechitzas for sukkah. Who's he quoting? The Rabbanan who argue on? Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov. Beautiful, beautiful. You guys are holding. I don't need Yoni Chazara. You just not a shabbat right in your fingertips. That's the Gemara, Dav Dalet Amud Beis, the case of Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim, Nart Abu Kandesin, Ba'ar Tzichachal Gabon. Rav Yaakov says, Iu Yechakiku, Yesh Ben Tefach Lekan, Tefach Lekan. If you had an Amma, you certainly have a Tefach. Even a Tefach would be good enough. The Chachamim disagreed, Ad Yushtayim Kil Chassan, you feel a Tefach. Big Machokis, we showed how to read the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim is saying, yes, it might work if you had coming out how much? Seven tefach. That was one way to read the Ra'ah. Alternatively, the Chacham is saying, no, you can't use Pasuk Biros at all for Sukkah. Shtayim Kilchasa. Rashi's quoting that. Rashi says, typically for Sukkah, you need Shtayim Kilchasa. That's the Chacham dissenting with Rav Yaakov. And yet, if it's Shabbos to Sukkah, you have this Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah. Now the Gemara wants to know, why does Rava have to say both things? That you say a migu from Shabbos to Sukkah in the case of Mavo Sheish Lolechi, and also use the migu to tell me that it's good if you make Schach HaGabit Pasi Biros for Shabbos to Sukkah. Why you have to tell me both? Says the Gemara, Tzvicha, you need both. De'iyashim inan mavoi, mishum de'ika shteid fanos malyasa. By Mavoi, there's an advantage going in. Before you talk about Migu, you have already an edge. What's the edge? What's the Maila here? You have two full walls. Abogabi Pasi Bros, the record state from the Smali Sa'imalo. So the Gemara is suggesting maybe Migu can work more readily when the context of the Migu is what you have less of a chisaron. The Migo can step in and then lower the bar for Sukkah because I already have more going for it in Sukkah. What do I have going for it by Mavoi? Shtei Tfanos. Maybe brings to mind what we saw in the Rush and the Tosis later, Yishen Yushalmi, that basically what's really carrying the weight, pardon it, the pun here, of the Sukkah, of the Tfanos of the Sukkah, halachic weight, that is. What is it? It's the two walls with a tikkun of the third. So if I have the two walls Gilchasan, so then to the extent that the Chesaron is not as great, so Migu can step in. But by Pasi Biros, I don't even have those two walls. I have four different corners. So then maybe the Migo should not work. Therefore, I wouldn't say Migo by Pasi B'Ros, Emelo. On the other hand, B'Yesh Mi'ina Pasi B'Ros, maybe there's a Maila, that's where Migo Dafka does work, and not by Mavui. Why? Shem Di'ika Shem Abad Fanos. So we saw these ideas already before. Yesh Shem Abad Fanos. What's the Maila Pasi B'Ros? What do I have there? Shem Abad Fanos. What does that mean? There's some semblance of the appearance of Amachi. What does that mean? What does that mean? That there's more of what going for it?
Hekif.
Which is a mile in its own right. Because what is Sukkah ultimately going to do? Is creating Hekif. Here I can see more than notion of a Hekif. It's on all four sides. Aim low. So maybe by Mavoy not. And finally, V'yashmin on Hari Tarti. If I would just have these two statements of Rava. But not the earlier statement that says that Migo David Dofen with Sukkah Dofen with Shabbos. That is also understood why I wouldn't know that. Because Mechamir to Lekilta, both these cases are from Shabbos to Sukkah. That's easier to say Migo. Avon Mekilta Chamir to Emelo. But maybe the other direction I wouldn't say Migo to be lower the standard for Shabbos. Tzricha. I need all that. Let's finish the Rashi. Take your question, Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Utzricha Rashi. Utzricha Lerava, Rememar. Hanach Tras Shmaitza. Rashi seems to be saying here, Rav. Do Ashmi'inan Daminan Migo. Why? Di Ashmi'inan Mavui Hava Amina Chasam Hu Demachshirinan Lesukka Aidei Migo. Di Ikashtei Mechitzus Malyus. So that's where Migo can come in when the Chesaron to start with is lower. If there's less to fix, then Migo can work. But Pasi B'Ros, what's the Milo there? On the other hand, Ika Shem Dala Diumdin Notin, and each one is going out in its direction. Notin Arba Haruchos, Shnaim Lechol Mechitza, Am Mikan, Am Mikan, Shad Diumdin Rechavin Am Lechotzat. So that's better. But Mavi doesn't have that. Vi'ash Minan Hanachtarti, Vilosh Minan Hachte Aminan Le'el, Vechain Le'Shabbos, Hava Minan Mechamir Tel Kilta, Huda Am Amigo. I want to ask you a question for Havana. Before that, Yaakov, let's go ahead.
Quick question. If the Pesibiros, right, we're saying that we need four months to set there at night, it's because of Shema and Mechitzos, but we only care that having three Mechitzos, would it,
So you should know the answer to your question. We asked him at the time. What's the notion of Av Mechitzos? So girl, we need three Mechitzos. What's this idea of Av Mechitzos? You should answer. You should have an answer to the question. You won't know the answer. Even three mechitzos. What's the chalos that results from it? Hekif. Hekif is from all four sides. You view the fourth as a Pesach. So any time, that was the notion of Keneged HaYotzei and we have and Keneged Rosh Tor. The Lashon of Rashi of Rosh Tor, Merzi. When Merzi have mechitzos, you only three mechitzos. What does Rashi mean? No, because Sukkah, whatever you have, is ultimately creating Hekif Mikolat study. So the net effect of whatever you have is a hekif mi'abaruchos. So the extent that you can add in the way that it's set up a merzi kedalet mechitzos, so that touches the notion of hekif mikolat stadim. Diumdin doesn't actually have the tfanos extending, but it has the merzi ka'abar mechitzos. That's the idea of creating the hekif kali. The hekif kali is abba.
Only work if you had three and then had an open side.
If you had three real walls or two and a tefach, then it creates a hekif mikol ruchos. If you have pasi b'ros, then you have to have the hekif by Shabbos. Not that's the shtukas, different than Shabbos, the tefach, but the three walls of Shabbos, that would create hekif mikol ruchos or pasi b'ros. Again, by pasi b'ros, you have to keep in mind the same issue. That it seems to be uneven. The Chachamim only lenient for only the Golem, but otherwise they wouldn't rely on the Doraisa. And yet you're using this Nigu Doraisa to use your Shiva Sukkah, even though practically it's only used for Shabbos in specific instances. Yeah.
I don't know, I'll have when.
On what?
I don't know. Rashi holds that the Mavi in Fulash.
We'll get to that in Tosfos. We have to deal with this.
So how come it would be
mashir
through a tevach
sochek? That's a good kasha. The Rishonim, good. So let's bring that up. The Gemara seems to say, Tefach Sochek, but before we saw if Simon said, in the case of Mavi Mefulas, it's Pasarba. Good. So the easy answer is what? What's the easy answer to this question? Go ahead. Rav Yehuda. Rav Simon came after Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that even in the case of state Fanos parallel to each other, Kimavoy, Sukasu Kimavoy, so it suffices with a Tevach Sochik. So Gemara Chapta on Rabbi Yehuda's sheep. So it could be Tevach Sochik. Rabbi Simon said Tevach Sochik before that, but yeah. It could be Tevach Sochik.
You've never seen a Tevach Sochik with a Mavoy before.
So that would mean. Yeah. See how the Archanes says it. It's Rishonim too, but I know the Archanes speaks it out. Let's see. Hamashek shall look at somebody. Yeah, he means Hamashek. She asked it. When he started Yeshua Omar, the Abai Hachi Kamali, it's Abai's question, right? The Ilu Sukkah, the Alma Bai Beth Tavasochik. Abai Hachi Kamali, a few Atasovic Rav Yehuda. The Lo Beina Pasaba, the Mavoy, Eldai Betefach, Al Kopan Machov Hokas Tevach Sochik Beina, the Sukkah Beshabbos, Dai Belechi. The Ritva says this as well. Okay, it's one in the Ritva too, but he doesn't quote the Ritva. I want to ask you the following question in Havana, okay? A few guys I asked in the morning, now you have time to think about it. Everyone else doesn't have as much time, but I want to ask you the following question. The notion of Migu that appears in this sugya. So we say, Migu de Avidofen le Shabbos, Avidofen le Sukkah. That's what comes out over here, by Sukkah, Asui Mavoy, Pasi Biros. This is two specific examples of Mechamirta, Lekilsa, that we're saying Migu. Can we not conceive of other examples where seemingly Shabbos has a lower standard of Mechitzos than Sukkah? These are only things to think about. These are only things that I mentioned. Pasi Biros and the Lechi with the Mavui. We already have two other examples that should come to mind. One, on this very Amud, Zayin Amud Aleph. You can tell me? What do we see in the Ran about a machitza for Shabbos that would not work for Sukkah? Suras HaPesach. Suras HaPesach is a perfect stima for Shabbos, as we all well know. And yet, Shita Saran is Suras HaPesach would not work for Sukkah. But I ask you, what about Sukkah on Shabbos? If I have a Tzuras HaPesach that creates Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, why shouldn't we say that for Sukkot, on Shabbos at least, it should be valid for Sukkah? The same way you're telling me, by Mavoy, with the Lechi, to Pasi Biros. What's another example? Dalet on the days.
Good
Asik. So you have an Amud. Okay, here we have to work a case. Amud Rishus HaRabim. Gavoa Yud, Rachav Dalet, and on the Amud, it's considered to be Vehilchus Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid. Why? So, we're going to have to, if you hold it just because it's set aside, then I think totally not Mechitzus at all, then I'm not going to ask a Kash. The Meiri, what he brings, it's removed from the Tashmish Rishus HaRabbin. But the other way to understand why it's Rishus HaRabbin, Mashmos in the Ran, and the Rambam as well, we noted, is what? Mechitzos. What's the Mechitzos? So, either the Mechitzos below are Makif, the Rishus above, the Rav Chaim said it, or, as is Mashben Rashi many places, what the outer layer around the Amud are viewed as if they go all the way up. And if Gabi Amud, I have Mechitzos. That's what Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos. Suppose you put Schach over that. So I have Mechitzos for Shabbos. And what's the halacha for Sukkah? So in that case, you could, in that case of Amud, you know, you don't know whether it was Mishus HaRabbin, I'm talking about kitzur shusha rabbi. Could be b'shusha yachid, you didn't need the machitzah. So you have the outer. The other case in the Gemara was it was above 20 amos, and now you put the amud in the middle. So you really have tfanos on the outside. If you have tfanos on the outside, it's b'shusha yachid anyway. So it's not really making b'shusha yachid for Shabbos, so maybe you can't say nigul if it didn't really accomplish. But this is such a spar b'hemshach hasugya when Tosis is going to get pasuk biros. If it practically doesn't make it a heter for Shabbos, I can't necessarily extend it to Sukkah. So I have to tweak the question a little bit. I have to talk about a case. I see five hands up, it's fine. If I have a case of a Shusha Rabbi, Amud B'Shusha Rabbi. So there's no, a new case. But Lamaisa, the Amud has the good Asik Mechitzos for Shabbos. Lo Shamanu, that on Sukkahs of Shabbos, I should be able to have a Kosher Sukkah with mechitzos. Now, why doesn't it work for Sukkah? It's not good enough. Mechitzos she'indira. Okay, lemaisa, but why not say nigel? So why only for these two cases? Maishna, why not in the cases of Tuas HaPesach or Amud? Why can't I use the nigel as well? We don't find them. I don't remember who was first, but Mamish don't remember. So I feel very bad picking somebody. Goro, right? What do we do here? Okay. Who wants to be mevater, right? Who was first? I think the Neil, you were first. No? I think so. Mamish, I feel everything out of my mouth. Are you ready to get everything out? So, okay. Yeah.
With regard to the Tours of Pesach, when are you going to put up the schach?
When are you going to put up the schach?
The Sunday before Shabbos.
When are you going to put the schach up by the Pasuk Biros? I don't understand. Beginning of Sukkot. Okay, you put up beginning of Sukkot, comes Shabbos, it becomes mutter, according to Rashi, only on Shabbos. You can sit in the sukkah on Shabbos. It's strange, according to Rashi. During the week you can, the Shabbos you could, but the outcome comes up.
Why would it not be
Pass
everyone else? On everything, it was...
It's a good question. But that's not a question on me. That's the question
on
the Gemara.
Yeah, now.
Yeah. These are all good. You're asking that, I'll ask another question. You need sukkah, will you go shiva? You know that, right? No, according to Rashi, it's not Sukkah Riyul Shiva, Mashash. It's not Sukkah Riyul Shiva. How can you have it? Shabbos is kosher and not during the week. These are good questions. Maybe we'll be able to get to it at some point. But Lamaisa, the Gemara has Nigul on these two cases. I'm asking you, what's wrong with these are new cases, Surah Pesach? Yeah.
Could it be because the very same Ran who said by both Surah Pesach and by Gerasi? He said because it's not
Ke'en
Dira. So if you can say Nigo in this case, it's going against what Sukkah is supposed to be, which is Ke'en Dira. So, okay, so it happens to be, we're able to say Nigo in these two cases because we're
you have to explain yourself better, but I think you're saying good. You have something. There's a difference between the Chisronos, what we have over there, and what we have over here. Yeah.
Would the kasha apply also to chakak more than gimel, away from the funnels that it works?
Ah, by sukkah we said it has to be the funnels have to be closer, and by Shabbos it would be further away. So another kasha, good, another example. So if it's good enough for Shabbos, for the problem, yeah, there has to be nearest kishala, a variation of the same idea of kein dira that we saw. So you have a third case, good. Bring that in the mix also. So what about let it be on Shabbos of sukkah? Sukkah in general, I understand, but Shabbos of Sukkah, why not say Migul? Why are we talking about these two cases? We had already three examples. Good, a third example. That you should have a good enough wool for Shabbos, but won't count for Sukkah, but let Migul make it work.
I'm going to build off what Melvin said, and to maybe explain a little bit. It could be that we could say Migul from Hekif to Hekif as in, but the issue here is that, it's not Hekif by Sukkah, but since it's Hekif by Shabbos,
good.
We'll say it's a good Hekif by...
Yeah.
So, because Hekif is just a function, it's like some technical point that, so it doesn't completely cover it, but we're going to say wrong key winning shop. So we could say that by Shabbos, it's good
enough.
One sentence. But we're not going to say that for good Asit.
Why not?
Because the issue is Cain Dira. It's okay. We need to begin.
So let's take what you were.
So
if the problem has to do with the problem that you need Cain Dira, The amigo doesn't exactly. work.
That's what a person sees. You
okay,
can't
let's try to explain what you're saying.
You
okay.
can't tell me amigo, oh, since by Shabbos it's good, it's going to be good.
Why not?
Because
okay,
a person, regardless, a person doesn't see Cain Dira, as in you're not going to
okay, okay.
compromise.
Okay, okay, good, good, good. And what over here and over here?
And
what
over
is
here,
the issue?
A heck if it's not based off
it's
what
not
a person
good,
sees.
It's not
It's yeah. just a technical point that we say,
you have a heck of. Here you yeah. have a heck of here, you have Cain Dira. You have your heck of. You have your heck of, but you don't have the Cain Dira. That you don't have. So that's still missing. Yeah? You think good? Yeah? Everyone's building, okay.
Shabbos, the dinim already exists. So when you're fulfilling that specific din by Shabbos, we get to immediately. For heck of, there is a din of Shabbos having some of heck of or creating the funnel. So you could say immediately. Shabbos have no din of.
Okay, okay. Good, good, good. That's, you're all saying very well. Okay, Rob?
Kind of like the physical construction of the cases here, can, like you, all you have to do is now validate that with some other thing, and it'll be good. Like there, you have to like change the scenario almost.
Okay.
There, you're giving something, you want to make it something that it's not. Here, you just have to make sure it's okay.
Okay, trying to be more precise. It's more precise, the better. But you're all very, very good. You're going very close. Let's try to be as precise as we can be. Let's maybe break this into two parts. Let's make the answer easier and then be more nuanced. This standard of Kein Dira, that says that you can't count Tzuras HaPesach as a Machisa for Sukkah, you can't count Tzukut Asik as Machisa, you can't count if the walls are too far away. Is that a function of the Hekif, or is that a whole different halach that you need Fanos Mamish? So let's go now the way the Brisker Rav formulated the Sugyan of Zayin. I think it'll be easier to answer the question with that, and then I think we'll be able to take it even the way we understood it. The Brisker Rav, clearly, his approach was what? It's two different inyanim. There's Hekif, and then you need Fanos Mamish. It's another din. Tzuras HaPesach by Sukkah does what Tzuras HaPesach does by Shabbos. Elamai, what's missing? There's another halacha. The Makoros, we weren't sure where you get two ideas from. Basukos. But like, but Maisel is two dinim. There's halacha of Hekif, of Stima, and there's halacha you need the Dofer. Sukkah needs Tfanos. The Tzuras HaPesach fails the test in terms of din number two, that you need Tfanos. You have Hekif, you have Stima, but you don't have Tfanos. So it is by Gud Asik. The Chitzos Nikaros Kein Dira means you need Tfanos Mamish. That's a separate halacha. If you learn like that, I think the answer should be quite obvious. In these cases, the issue is, how much do I have enough of a Hekif? Sukkah typically requires something more. You need Shlishes Tefach, not just a Lechi. You need Shnei Tfanos, Gemuros. You can't have Pasi Biros. Elamai, but if it creates Hekif for Shabbos, whether it's the case of Lechi, the case of Pasi Biros, then it creates Hekif for Sukkah. What are we asking? Gud Asik, Tzuras HaPesach, the other case of Chakak. If it creates Hekif for Shabbos, it creates Hekif for Sukkah. Gesundheit. Good. So I have enough Hekif, but it's not going to help you. There's another halach, a second din. Not just to have Hekif, but I also need physical Tfanos. That Migu can't make physical Tfanos, but I don't have it. It gave you what it gave you. It gave you exactly what you have by Shabbos. But there's another halacha. The chesaron on all these cases is that I need mamish Tfanos. So that's not going to come out of the Migu. The Migu can give you a Hekif when I wouldn't have enough Hekif based on the number of Tfanos. They're short. They're falling short. Lechi is not a tefach. How are you going to have it? The Jumda, they don't give you state fanos kishim eshach sukkah. They're just in the corners. The answer is, but I have enough of a hekif with that for Shabbos. So comes Migo and says, it worked for sukkah too. But these other cases, the hekif could be very well, but Migo's not going to be able to come and deal with the other issue. Where are my fanos? So the Biskut Rav's way of looking at it certainly takes the question and it disappears. So Chora, it's obvious, you can't use Migul for anything other than what we have here. But now it gets a little more nuanced. We didn't like to say it that way. L'chor, we had maybe ways to understand that the notion that you have of Ke'en Dira by Sukkah, it's like a new halacha. It's that you need Thanos, you need a Hekif that rises to the level of this standard to make Dira. But it all is about a Hekif. It's not the Tzuras HaPesach that needs Chatzit Tevach Mikan by Sukkah, it's a different Tzuras HaPesach. It's a different type of a Hekif. It's not two dinim, Hekif and Fanus Manish. We wanted to see it as an integrated. It's a different standard in terms of the Hekif. So then why is it different than the cases over here, where I have a Hekif of some kind, and it's good enough for Sukkah if it's good enough for Shabbos? And why here we can't say the same thing? Here I think I would take more of the way you were, Zignon Avram was speaking before. It's true that it's all about Hekif. But it's a different type of Hekif. The issues in our sugya are just in terms of missing vis-a-vis the quantity. I don't have enough in the walls to create that Hekif by Sukkah that I would normally need. I need this number. I need the Shushas Tefach. I need Shtei Tfanos Kilchasan. Pasuk Biros are lacking Kilchasan. The case of Mavi are lacking the Shir Tefach in the third wall. So I don't have enough, but it's the same type of a Hekif. It's just a question of quantity. I don't have enough of it. That's when Migul can come in and speak to that Chesar and say, but if it's enough of Tfanos to create Hekif by Shabbos, so too by Sukkah. Locate in these cases of Gurasik, or Gurasik in the case of Tzuras HaPesach, or the other case, the problem is not just of quantity. The problem is quality, the nature of the Tfanos. What type of Tfanos make Dira? Tfanos of Dira. The quality of the Hekif defines itself in terms of the Tfanos. So if the issue is the Tfanos of Shabbos don't have the nature of Ke'en Dira, because good Asik Mechitzas are not Ke'en Dira, it doesn't have within it the ability to create Hekif that you need by Sukkah. Sukkah needs a different type of a Hekif. It needs a Hekif Ke'en Dira, so the Tfanos have to be Tfanos that are Shayach to that type of reality, that type of a Hekif. So even if I don't see it as a separate din, a separate, you know, new din, but it's a different type of Hekif, and therefore the Tfanos of Shabbos are not going to be able to speak to that type of a Hekif that Sukkah requires. So that's the difference. In these cases, it's of the same type of issue. It's Hekif is Hekif. The chesaron by Sukkah is not that it's not creating. It's a new type of a Hekif that's needed. It's just that it's not enough. I need more. I need a tefach. I need shtei tfanos kol chasan. No, but if I have what I have for Shabbos and it can create Hekif for Shabbos, so then the Hekif of Dira by Sukkah will come about as well. It was missing in the quantity. This is going to be good enough to create the same heck of Ke'en Dira that Sukkah requires. It was never the chesaron in the Ke'en Dira quality of Sukkah. It was chesaron in the enough heckif of Sukkah. The Torah says that you only have the heck of Ke'en Dira of Sukkah if you have this much Tfanos, this much Omeid. So the answer is, this will be good enough. Migul. If it's matir for this, it's matir completely. Masha'enkin and these other issues, it was a question of the nature of the heckif. The heckif has to have machitzos that can speak to that type of a Hekif. It's a Hekif that creates a sense of Dira. That is something that cannot exist by imaginary walls of Gurasik, of Tzuras HaPesach. Migul can't relate to such a thing, because ultimately it's a different type of a Hekif. I think that would be the way to think about it. Yeah, it's an intriguing question. Try that on your Chaverim, another Shiurim, see if people would come up with. It's an interesting question to think about. Okay, we have to obviously deal with the Tosafim. The Tosafim in Aleph shouldn't be a problem. It's the Tosafim on the base that we have to wrestle with. Keep in mind the Tosafim HaRash, the order of the two parts of Tosafim are reversed in Tosafim HaRash, which will be helpful to you. And then we have to understand, you know, the different shittas of what the Mavli case is and Rashi, what Rashi is saying. And then, of course, the second Tosafim, and then ultimately the Ran. The Ran is a lot to say in the Sukkah as well. Okay, very good. Tomorrow, Mr. Sam, we have to share early. Bye.